The era of easy money may be closing for the tech industry a week after Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, all because the business that banked with it lost confidence as interest rates climbed and layoffs come to the entire industry. For more on what the banking failures mean for the broader industry, we're joined by Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic. He's joining us on Skype. Hi, Derek.
Hi, good to be here.
So we're now more than a week out from the country's biggest bank run ever. Banks failed, the government backstopped them, markets are still in turmoil, and Americans may be feeling a little queasy about all of this. Why?
I think Americans are rightly feeling queasy about this because it's very rare to see the largest bank run in history, $48 billion, $42 billion out the door in 24 hours at Silicon Valley Bank. And it's not just this one bank. You've got Silvergate, Signature, First Republic, several other medium-sized regional banks seem to be tottering or have been shut down. And there's a lot of doubt in our financial system right now, which, as you mentioned at the top, is very much related to the fact that interest rates have increased in the last year and a half by the fastest margin in history. And at the moment, it seems to be breaking a lot of things.
So then I'm wondering, is that responsible, the Fed's putting up the interest rates, or was there something that the Biden administration or the Fed should have done right here that they didn't do?
Well, I would say the Fed is stuck between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, you have the phenomenon of inflation, and there's just no debating the fact that inflation can ransack an economy. If it gets worse and worse, you enter a situation where there's a lot of political turmoil, there can be riots in the streets. You don't want a situation where inflation is permanently getting out of control. That's the rock. The hard place is the fact that the Fed has been raising interest rates very, very aggressively in order to combat inflation. It's done okay in terms of bringing inflation down. But it's also racked up a lot of unrealized losses in the balance sheets of banks that when they face demand from depositors to take their money out, realize that they don't have enough money to give to their depositors to match those people that are demanding their funds. And that's creating a run on banks. It's creating a psychology of fear in the banking market. And so much about what makes banks work in the first place is instead a psychology of trust.
You also point out an irony, Derek, that tech has often criticized legacy institutions and the government as being backwards or traditional, but these same people then demanded that the government step in to protect their money.
Yeah, I don't think that the tech industry or the venture capital industry has exactly covered itself in honor here. I think there's a lot of reasons why Silicon Valley Bank failed the way that it did. I think that it was run poorly. I think it was regulated poorly. I think the rapid increase in interest rates is difficult to deal with. If you're any bank executive of a regional bank that sees a sudden influx of depositors, as SVP did. But also, I think that there's a lot of venture capitalists or the venture capital community that, on the one hand, played a pretty major role in starting this bank run. A lot of VCs encouraged their founders and their startups that they were invested in to pull their money out of Silicon Valley Bank on the one hand. And then on the other hand, this community that is typically very libertarian was calling on the Fed and the Treasury and the FDIC to bail out these uninsured depositors, that is, companies with money over the $250,000 insurance limit. So I don't think anyone is particularly looking very good here. This is a bad situation in which their performance has not been exactly exemplary.
Yeah, and it comes after huge layoffs in the tech industry. Amazon has just announced 9,000 or more employees will lose their jobs. Do you think entrepreneurs are going to be willing to take risks and start new companies after this current dust settles?
I think they will. I think that risk is cyclical. You have periods where people are taking a lot of risk, then you have periods where people take less risk, and then eventually interest rates may fall again and people will take more risks. I am not ready to say that we are done with Silicon Valley as an institution or as a place or as a font of interesting startup ideas. But I do think that we are done with a certain age of Silicon Valley. The 2010s were a period of low interest rates that allowed a lot of ideas, a lot of money-burning ideas to flourish. And those times are over. And the death of Silicon Valley Bank was very much a bookend of that era.
So then let me just ask you, you know, one of the things that, you talk about is that there is this broader mindset shift in Silicon Valley where it's looking less like a symbiotic ecosystem and more like a cutthroat jungle. Tell me about that, and, will that end?
Well, we're in an era of cutthroat. We're in an era of a little bit more zero-sum economics in Silicon Valley, and that's exactly what you saw in the run-up to the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. You saw venture capitalists and startups behaving as if they wanted to protect their money first and foremost and not protect the ecosystem at large.
Yeah. Derek Thompson, staff writer for The Atlantic. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.